Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I want to say I'm really excited about this next guest. Why? Because June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, the stigma that men are too strong to seek help for mental issues seems to be slowly eroding. But it doesn't mean more work can't be done to let people know about resources that can help. Well, Dr. Craig Bowron of Abbott Northwestern is a specialist in this field and has recently authored the book Man Overboard, A Medical Lifeline for the Aging Male. And he joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Dr. Bowron.
Hi, Gerald. It's good to be with you. I think I've met you before sometime when some green room somewhere and we talked about if I remember, we talked about Jubilee Showcase.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that probably was me. How about that?
I grew up in Chicago, and my dad didn't go to church, but he made sure he went to Jubilee Showcase.
How about that? How about that? Well, it's a pleasure to have you join us tonight. You know, the bottom line for me is that we know that there are men who are really suffering, and a lot of them don't seem to want to come forward. Why is that?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, I have a chapter in my book called Mind Games about mental health, and it made me, I knew I had to have it in there because it's a general men's book. But it made me go back to kind of like what, I'm 58, you know, and sort of the era that I grew up in and the things that were sort of modeled to me. So when I was growing up in the Chicago area, you know, there just wasn't a lot of talk about the inner life. You know, the world that you saw was the world that you saw. And, you know, when you went to church, there was some talk about the inner life, but at least where I went to church, it was about, you know, redemption and kind of social justice, but not a lot of conversation about that. And so, you know, it didn't seem like, I actually lived close to a state mental hospital. And it seemed like, you know, the people who had mental health issues, they were institutionalized, mm-hmm. and everybody else was normal, right? So mm-hmm. there's crazy people, and then there's normal people. But, you know, going through my medical training and then just becoming an adult and meeting all kinds of people, you realize that, whoa, you know, we all, you know, literally, we all struggle with our mental health all the time. I think you do not have to have a formal diagnosis of anxiety or depression to struggle with anxiety and depression. You just have to be human.
Exactly. You have to be human.
You know, mm-hmm. you just have to be human. That's the only qualification you need. And so I think you used the word stigma. And that's certainly one way to describe, you know, the role models I grew up with, they were not, you know, introspective men who talked about their feelings. They were primarily, you know, athletic people or people in the movies who were strong and powerful and, you know, who didn't have any kind of inner emotional life. And so I think we just kind of been taught all along. I tell in the book about my father lost. His father was killed in an accident when he was 8. And, you know, even as a kid, I kind of said, like, you know, I wanted to know what happened to your dad and what did he know about your dad? And the few times I dared to ask, he'd say, like, well, I don't know. I was 8. I don't remember. You know, and yeah. You know, don't ask me any more questions. And it never made sense to me that, like, really? You could lose your dad at 8 and, like, it didn't mean anything to you? Or, you know, there was that's that. So, yeah, I think it's stigmatized. It's what women do. They talk about their feelings and men just push through them. And that is not healthy.
So where do we begin to try to help the men heal, first of all? Second of all, to really let them know that people really do care, that they don't quite understand the mental health challenges that they have. And many of them won't even go, especially in the Black community. It can be very difficult to get Black men to go in, to even be seen, to see if there were any mental challenges. And I'm wondering, what can we do about that? The wives of these men, the mothers of these sons, how do we get to them?
That's where I think this public conversation and, you know, people, when professional athletes, people that we sort of idolize come out, I think of off the top of my head, somebody like Kevin Love.
Yes.
Or some Hollywood actors, you know, who come out. And here I am using the word come out like it was, you know, like it was something that they needed to hide. But literally when we have public conversations, including like the show, to say, like, you know, it exists. If you don't struggle with your emotions, you're in denial, you know. And then also to say, like, it's okay that some struggle, everyone struggles, some more, some less, and essentially give people a license to kind of recognize they're like, you know, you call yourself moody. Could you be depressed? You know,
right.
You could be depressed. Would you be willing to use that word? And does that word make you tainted? No, it just means that, you know, you have a medical issue, that can be dealt with. So a lot of it, I think, is just literally it's just changing the bar of what we're willing to talk about. And which reminds me a little, suicide is arguably the worst outcome of mental health.
Right.
And I've noticed over my lifetime that, you know, when a prominent figure would die of suicide, you know, they would go out and say, like, well, you know, he died after dealing with a long illness, you know, when he knew darn well the long illness was depression. And so even then, like, no, you know, we're going to hide it. But interestingly, I'm seeing more like people saying, like, you know, he died after a long battle with mental health, or he died after a long battle with depression. So I just think that recognizing it, saying that it's okay, saying that that it's, I think sometimes men feel like, well, what are they going to do? They're just going to put me on pills. Well, you know, medications are part of what can happen for people who are dealing with anxiety or depression, but there's so much more than that. And the community that you're in, both your family and your friends, you know, I spent a week, 2 weeks ago up north with my friends. We've been doing this 30 years, going on a fishing trip. And, you know, there's a time where people can, you know, start to be honest with each other and just, you know, about, hey, well, how's it going? And giving someone an honest answer. Well, you know what? It's not going so good. It's, you know, it's not going good at all. I've been suffering with some anxiety issues. And suddenly, you know, again, a thing that was stigmatized and unmentionable isn't. So we need brave people to kind of step up, like Kevin Love, or, you know, I'm not a fan of celebrity endorsed illnesses per se, because it makes them somehow seem special, because, you know, like, it's a big deal because it's really serious, because even celebrities get this disease.
Oh, absolutely. On the other hand, they come forward. You know, the celebrities will kind of want to say, hey, you need to know that this exists, and it's okay. If you have this, there's something that you can do about it. I remember in the 90s, we would see all types of commercials like that from celebrities that would come forward and say, hey, yes, I have some real challenges, and I need to talk about what my brain health is like and how I think now and how it troubles me. I don't see commercials like that anymore. I don't, you know, maybe I'm not watching closely enough, but do you think that we have enough that the books that you're writing and the stories that are being told and the help that men are getting, are they getting enough?
I think it's a start. I mean, I think it's a start because, even, you know, for, again, just in my lifetime, in my career, you know, where now we're having these conversations. So I think it's a start. Is it enough? No. But I think as we get, you know, part of what, as a writer, I wrote this men's health book. And the funny thing about that is that it's not a great business plan because I wrote a book for a group of people who don't read that much, men, about a subject they like to avoid, health, you know. So not a great business plan. But to the first part of that, you know, part of like reading helps give people, the reader, like a deeper inner life and starts to give them the language to express like the feelings that they have.
So you don't think they read? You don't feel like they read enough about it?
Men don't read near as much as women, particularly when it comes to fiction. And I think a lot of fiction is getting, you know, it's internal dialogues and watching the characters struggle through their, you know, struggle through their issues and the writer puts you in their head. So I think it's helpful to read all kinds of things, but that's one of the ways that I think oftentimes men struggle to find the words to explain what it is they're feeling.
So why is it that women know each other? We know each other well, and we don't have a problem telling our sisterhood, right? We just tell them, say, hey, look, this is what I'm suffering from. This is what I'm dealing with. Hey, can you give me some advice? Have you been through it, or do you know someone that's been through it? But I also know that there are men who do the same. They actually talk to each other and say, I have this, and I don't know what to do with it. You guys pray for me or whatever. So are you seeing an uptick in the men that are saying, I'm going to go for it. I got to check to see what's wrong.
Yes, I am. And I joke about this book, saying, you know, women, when it comes to health, women are proactive. They do exactly what you say. When they have an issue, my wife gets on the phone and she calls her friends and like, anybody else, I'm feeling this. Anybody else feeling this? Is this one of the problems with aging or difficulties of this kind, knowing when, is this a new normal, this thing I'm feeling, or is this something I have to have attention to? So she, you know, calls her friends and figures out, is anybody else dealing with it? And if it doesn't, you know, she can't get an answer from them, then she does this crazy thing where apparently you can call in and make an appointment with a doctor. So she'll do that, you know. Whereas men tend to be con active. We figure out all the ways why this is not a problem, why, you know, I'm okay, and so it'll be okay, and so it'll continue to be okay. So I joke in the book, it's sort of what I call it testosterone poisoning or testosterone blindness. There's, you know, there's something about that hormone that makes us want to be noble and independent. But there's a myth of independence, and that is, you know, all humans, male or female, are deeply interlinked with each other, and we need each other to be healthy. Which is why, you know, women, they have these communities and they support each other, and men, like, well, you know, a little more fringy. Although, as you say, it really is changing, and that's a very hopeful thing.
Well, I tell you, the men in my life, I wouldn't have any problem approaching them with this subject. And I know that years ago they used to say that women, of course, pay attention and take care of themselves better than men. But nowadays, that really is still true. It really is true.
I think the sad part is that I feel this both as a doctor and just as a, you know, a guy with guy friends, and that is, it really is. If you think about it, if you have anybody who does these fantasy football league, fantasy baseball, whatever, like, it's ridiculous how much they know about their fantasy football team and the stats and the data and the people and how little they know about their, you know, their own health, you know, how illiterate they are about their own health. I mean, you know, somebody can spend 4 hours on the red zone watching nonstop replays on the NFL network, but not really know what their PSA is or not understand like what are some of the basic signs of depression, or how to deal with what happens when you feel anxious, or which reminds me of like you talk about, are we moving places? I don't know if you watch Ted Lasso, but God bless them, you know, they show what a panic attack is. Mm. You know, they gave Ted Lasso a couple of panic attacks and took the viewers through like, this is what it is.
This is what it is.
You know, this is the walls coming in. This is like this kind of strange out of body experience. And you're not crazy. You're just a human.
Dr. Craig Bowron, I really appreciate you joining us tonight. You are author and hospitalist. What is hospitalist?
So when you get admitted to a hospital, mm-hmm. You will be seen by a primary care doctor almost no matter what your issue is.
Right.
Like me, which is, so I'm a doctor that does primary care, but just out of the hospital. So I'm a hospitalist. If your condition, whatever is going on, is pretty straightforward, I'll be your only doctor. If it gets complicated, I'll be, you know, the kind of the lead doctor, and you'll be seeing, you know, a lung doctor, a kidney doctor, a cardiologist as well. So mm-hmm. more and more, if you get admitted to the hospital, the person you will see is unfortunately not your GP or your family practitioner, but someone like me who's kind of there. I was there today.
Yeah, right, right.
You'll see your hospitalist.
Yeah. Well, tell us where men can... Tell us where men or their wives or sisters and brothers, where can they find your book?
It's at Mayo. It's published by Mayo Clinic, so it's on Mayo Clinic Press, but it's on, you know, Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble website. But those are, you know, it's just online like any other book. So,
well, congratulations. The book is called Man Overboard, A Medical Lifeline for the Aging Male. I wish I had more time to ask more questions about why aging males, but I think I understand it. I so appreciate you joining us tonight, Dr. Bowron, and I hope we can have you on again.
Well, thank you, Geraldine. I really enjoyed it.
All right, you take care.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.